This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
10 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Roundup. The week of April 30th to May 4th is in our focus. And when I say ours, I mean Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV show along with Victoria Keelan, also a member of the DJV platform. Doug, Jen, and Victoria heard weekdays around the country, around the world. Lots of people listening and have comments, so we'll be interested in what they have to say about some of these stories that have popped up on the list from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. They list the top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people. Also in the discussion, Joe Crummy, ace talk radio personality, yes, and the podcast, which he has, Evil Thoughts, can be found on TuneIn and elsewhere.
Everywhere.
Wherever. Everywhere. You can find it if you go into your local lollipop store. You'll find it in there.
Got it.
All right. So here we go through the stories. And am I leaving anybody else? McFadden's at the, what is he down at? Jazz Fest.
Yeah, he's messing around.
Right. All right. The usual at number 10, sports talk activity, what's going on in Major League Baseball, the NBA. I don't know if there's anything that any of you have noted this week. You have any podcasts on sports this week, Crummy?
No, but I, you know, now that you've inspired me, I kind of like that. Look, look, the Yankees are hot. I don't know what to tell you.
Yankees suck.
The rest of you are just going to have to get out of our way. Oh, I don't think so. You're just going to have to get out of our way.
My only story with sports this week is, did you see that guy, the Mets player, I can't remember his name, the second baseman who slid into second base and his diamonds fell off of him and he was out there in the dirt picking up all of the diamonds and shoving them in his pocket?
That's awesome.
Oh, to be a groundskeeper for the Mets. I never thought I'd hear myself say
that. Might have to hire that guy. You know what? I like that guy. We might have to hire. Get a name. All right. I'll call Mr. Steinbrenner. We'll have him by noon today under contract.
Call him up. All right. Number nine, the continuing conversation about the Southwest Air window incident, the lawsuits
There was another one this week.
Yes, there was. Yeah. You want to explain that, Jennifer?
They had to make an emergency landing because of a crack in a window, so this is not great news for Southwest.
And this is the same week that Southwest announced that they were going to fly from four West Coast cities to Hawaii, and they were going to leave four planes, one on each island, so that they can compete with Hawaiian Air, which is a great idea.
Maybe they should just work on their windows first.
The whole idea, I don't want to get off on a plane conversation because you'll have to get the hook for me. I fly a lot, and I know a lot about planes. Flying in a 737, 6 hours across the Pacific.
Is not my idea of a good time.
Oh, I know.
Thanks. No.
Well,
sorry.
You know what I think I ought to do is maybe get extra money for, if you take the window seat, maybe they could get a discount.
Yeah, okay.
Start arguing, the weather's so nice in Hawaii, we have convertibles for planes.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, the worst weather I ever saw was flying around the Hawaiian Islands with those violent thunderstorms.
Well, the discussion this week is about the volcano.
Yeah.
And the moving of the continental plate, the shelf underneath, earthquakes, and then the violent volcano that came as a result of that. Of course, mostly Hawaiian Islands and mostly islands of the Pacific are created by lava from volcanoes. So that's where they come from.
Well, then they're going to have a bigger island. They've got plenty of lava.
Lots of lava. Number eight on the countdown this week is a focus on Trump's doctor. Does he stay the doctor? He's not going to the VA.
His personal doctor, too. That weird-looking guy that looks like the dude from Big Lebowski. I was actually thinking Bruce Valanche after a blowout and a diet. I don't know. He's got that look.
Big Lebowski.
Claimed that the reason he was in the news this week is he claimed that letter saying that Trump was going to be the fittest president in the history of the world, that was dictated by Trump.
Himself.
That's what he said.
You guys are surprised by that? You're surprised by that?
It's like, well, wait a second. So the guy who lives on McDonald's isn't really that fit? I'm aghast. I can't believe it.
Yeah, you're surprised by that. Well, you know what he said was that he told Trump what he could say saying what he couldn't say. That kind of got lost in the mix. I mean,
Trump told him, or he told Trump.
He told Trump, look, you can't say that. You can, yeah, all right, you can say that. In other words, Trump added all the superlatives about how fabulous
and
he is.
And notice they didn't talk about specifics. I mean, I think Trump is basically a healthy guy. We saw his review from his White House physician, who I know people think is not reputable anymore, but these were real test results that were made public from the president. He's healthy. But there's no surprise to me that this flowery, hyperbolic
right.
language
right,
that was used in the letter, without citing facts, just, you know, this is Trump's thing.
Facts
no
are inconveniences, Jennifer.
Yeah, no one's. Well, it's not even that he's going against the facts. He's a healthy person. Is he the most healthy person on the planet? Well, probably not. But this is a testament to Trump's ego, who I don't think anybody really argues that he's a humble guy. I mean, everything he does has to be the best.
Humble. Humble and Trump. Not necessarily words you put in the same sentence. All right. So that's the story of the doctor. All right. I have a quiz for you. Are everybody ready? Who said that he believes slavery was a choice and we are over it?
Come on, man.
Who said that?
Kanye. Come on, we know who said it. Come on, we know
Kanye. All right. Kanye is number 7 and his comments this week. He's been taking off a lot of, his music has been taking off a lot of radio stations because of that comment. Would you say that was a controversial comment? It was a stupid comment. What's the adjective you would use to describe?
It's a medicated. I think it's a medicated comment. That's what I mean.
Medicated.
He's definitely so. On
some kind of juice. Really?
Well, he said he admits that he was addicted to opioids. He's on mood stabilizers. I don't know if he's admitted whatever his diagnosis was, but he had a mental breakdown and he is on pills. So I just don't know what he's on. He wouldn't
Didn't
tell.
Didn't he just wander into the studios of TMJ?
TMZ.
Yeah, sort of.
Them too.
TMJ. Yes.
DJV.
Draw dropping.
The studio
yep.
DJV.
Yes, he did that, exactly.
You know,
he
I
did.
Like how Kim Kardashian
Jennifer, you can quote me on that if you'd like. All right, so what'd you say, Joe? What?
I was just saying, I like how Kim Kardashian came out, at least in my understanding, is and said, oh, those aren't my views.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's so
what very afraid
say...
she's going to lose her following, too.
Okay.
Exactly. I'd be very
so
careful there.
Did he get invited into TMZ, or did he just walk in?
Yeah, he showed up.
Hey, Harvey, I got something for you, Harvey.
Well, he didn't just show up, because Candace Owens was with him, and Harvey Levin put this thing together. It wasn't like he just like said, oh, maybe I'll go to see TMZ today. I mean, they brought him in on purpose.
All right. Never
oh, yeah. Harvey
a
Levin
good gossip
knows,
story. Of course.
Yeah, Harvey Levin's not going to pass on that. No. And then he didn't. Even, and he sat there. If you watch the video, he just sat there the whole time. He barely said anything, and Kanye just
didn't
went
have to.
Off. Yep.
Why did he? Yeah, he didn't have to say.
Kanye
anything. He knew that.
The show. Yep.
Right. He'd be smart enough to know that. Yeah. Levin's no fool. He's got that figured out, and he's done a pretty good job of figuring it out. Where the world is now is all about gossip, rumor, innuendo, and they love to talk about people, so he's got a big staff. They've got somebody permanently 24 hours a day stationed at LAX. They just wander around the airport, wait till they see somebody they recognize and take a shot. Hey, Jennifer Garner, where'd you go? Did you go get some flowers over in Milwaukee? What were you doing on your trip? You know, that kind of stuff.
Not for long, though, although because the international terminal at LAX just put in private underground parking so that they can sneak celebrities out without being detected.
I would bet they do that for it'd be, you know, they could get use an underground parking space and just funnel people in because there's enough walkways underneath both sides of the airport so you could bring somebody in there and get them out without
their but it'll be seen. Yeah but they have they stylists prepare outfits for people to change into after
Not
they land
they want it. Yeah
so,
right
yeah it'll yeah. be I don't think anyone it'll be interesting to see maybe like George Clooney would want to use the privacy factor but I think other people are still going to be walking right out there for the cameras
Here I am, here's my mug, take my picture. What do you want to ask me? I want to ask you if you're ready for Mother's Day yet. Mother's Day and other seasonal areas of concern for people giving gifts. It's birthday time for some. It's anniversary time for others. It's Mom's Day. So let's just, because Mother's Day is next week, and let's focus on Mother's Day and what you're going to get. You're going to buy your mother something really expensive, or you're going to buy her something that's really good. Expensive doesn't equal good. You know that. I know that. As a matter of fact, you can see that in the world of flowers, because the most expensive flowers are, in my experience, the worst. The best flowers this year are the least expensive flowers, and you can count on the price when you go to Books Books.com. Here you go, Joe. This is just for you. Books.com, your mother, whatever woman in life you want to send flowers to. BOUQS.com. Books.com, short for bouquets. They are booking awesome. You'll love them. That's the word you'll use, Joe. Awesome.
I like it. Really?
Books flowers. Unique, special, your mom. Unique, special. Put them together, and what do you have? It's perfect, perfect, perfect. These flowers are freshly cut from Books farms all around the country, delivered right to your mother. They will last a long, long time. I got a box full of tulips delivered to me this week. I put them in the jar, which also comes in the box, and they are now just beginning to bloom. They'll last for a long time. I know they will. Last for a long time for your mom as well. So get them. Maybe send them to your mom early, but don't wait till the last. That's so silly and thoughtless, too. Don't be a thoughtless SOB. Go to Books.com, B-O-U-Q-S, Books.com, and when you order them today, use the code D-O-U-G for Doug. Get 15% more off the already shaved-down price because they're cutting out the middlemen. They come directly from the farm to you. Books, B-O-U-Q-S.com, Books.com. Enter Doug and get 15% more off at Books.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-440-2572. 1-800-440-2572. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-440-2572 or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
On the people list this week, at number 10 is Michelle Wolf. What a disgusting display. There are some people, if you follow various social media, think that she's great. Those are the Trump haters. I'm not a Trump lover, but I will tell you, I thought when I saw, maybe it's an age thing. I've seen a lot of posts on Facebook and other places that, oh, wow, she's fabulous, she's great.
I think she was great. You know, I don't love Trump at all, but I don't think she was great. She was a bad comedian.
Yeah.
You know, she just was terrible at her job.
Yeah, I didn't think she was the appropriate person for that. And even halfway through, as people were starting to boo her, you could see her say,
"Not funny.
Did they even review who I am? Like, why did they hire me to do this?"
Well, why did she say yes to do it? Why did she say yes to do it? That would be what I would.
Well, it's good for her. Who knew who she was?
No one. Yeah,
everybody's talking about
her.
Yeah, I suppose. What's the old expression? All publicity is good to me. They didn't spell my name right, and it's an F. S-T-E-P-H-A-N. There you go. 21 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 and change after the hour as we continue with our Talk Radio review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy. Here we're going through the charts for this week. According to the info at Talkers Magazine, find it at talkers.com where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We're sort of going through the stories. I may throw in a couple of people moves here as we have time. Reviewing number 10 is Sports Talk Radio, number 9, Southwest, and whatever window is going to pop out next. The weird doctor story, Doctor Who with Dr. Trump, number 8. Kanye, what do I, it's like Oprah or people, Ellen, you don't have to mention his last name, it's just, the guy's a banana. Number 6, Charlie Rose is back on television interviewing the people like him who have been accused of doing wrong. I suppose the Tom Brokaw conversation comes into focus this week because of some of the accusations against him. What do we think of Charlie? I've never thought much of Charlie Rose. I always thought he was a big gas bag. Brokaw, I have different feelings about.
Brokaw,
I don't know what to believe.
The thing on Brokaw really cracks me up because you got two women, and then at one point the news came out that a third woman had come forward and about Brokaw, and I went on
and said what?
This is.
What'd she say?
Right. Well, this is interesting that he had kissed her. But this
he said
back.
That.
Oh yeah, but check this out. It's 50 years ago.
50 years
what?
Ago.
Yeah, 50 years ago. I'm thinking, you know, and that she was in her house and he had French kissed her. I didn't even know that French kissing was around 50 years ago.
Yeah, it was. Take it from me.
I thought he invented. Maybe he was one of the pioneers.
No,
I don't know.
No,
but I'm just saying, no, it
just,
was okay. It yeah, has been okay. Thank you. But anyway, 50 years ago, I'm thinking, all right, you know, 50 years ago. Jeez.
Well. The question that I have about Brokaw is I don't have any questions about Charlie Rose, but then I get into these personal thoughts. Is it because I like Tom Brokaw? I never thought he was a great newsman. Now, that lisp was always very distracting for me.
Yeah.
Charlie Rose always came across to me as an egomaniac. He reminds me of Garrison Keillor. the two of them in the same pod, just extravagantly set and focused on themselves. Everything.
Right, very impressed with themselves.
Me,
very
me,
impressed.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So everybody needs to bow down. Women need to quake in my wake, if you will. Come on.
Wow.
Get lost.
I think 27 more this week. 27 more accusations on
against. Really?
Charlie Rose, 27.
Oh, I didn't hear that. That sounds like a New York story. Really?
Yeah, exactly.
After he said. So isn't. Did I have that right? Isn't he going to interview all. Round up all the men? And maybe interview
that
him
was
once
the rumor. Yep.
One at a time.
Yeah, that was an idea that was floated, but I don't think anybody actually would do
well,
that.
Well, I don't know that anyone wants to touch it at this point.
Right, of course not.
Because Matt Lauer is also starting to make himself very public in New York, and so he's kind of staging his comeback. His divorce is finalized now. The family, all that stuff is settled, and so now he's back at restaurants and...
Right, so doing what?
He's going to start looking for another job, I'm guessing. Maybe he'll go on and be interviewed by Charlie Rose, and they can sit there and talk about how great they are.
What is he? What kind of a job does he get? Seriously.
I don't know.
If you're in the news media, or you're in that business, you're going to hire, maybe he could be an actor or something, but how are you going to or do a controversial talk radio program?
Right. Let's not forget, Billy Bush still does not have a job.
Doesn't have a job, no.
And he didn't do anything except he stood there and awkwardly laughed at Trump being a pig, and yet he still doesn't have a job.
Yeah. Something wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
Right? All right, coming up, the top five items, the top five stories, according to talkers. That's what we do every week here in the Talk Radio Review. It's 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. What was
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the subject at hand, which is the focus on the charts from Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keevan is here. Joe Crummy is here. And we are here to take apart, if you will, or analyze or give us perspectives on some of these things. The number 10 item, Sports Talk Radio, and the issues facing the sports world. Southwest is at number 9, and their issues. Number 8, the doctors that service Mr. Trump and their issues. Kanye West and his issues. Charlie Rose and his issues. Number 6. Number 5, the continuing focus on the talks between the North Koreans, South Koreans, and whether the summit is going to be held on the border with North and South Korea when President Trump shows up. Is that the place to have it? I know there have been a number of suggestions. Where's the best? Geneva? I don't know. We go to Johannesburg? Who knows? One wonders, is this going to be substantive, or will it be something that under the circumstances becomes a big
Photo op?
Yeah, right.
You've accused me, Doug, this week of being a little cynical about this meeting, so I won't say much more than I already have. I think it's just going to be a big photo op.
Okay. Joe, what do you think?
Well, I mean, if that's all it is, then we're basically back to square one again. I don't think so. I think if they're smart, they'll have it on the border.
Does Trump deserve the Peace Prize, the Nobel Peace Prize, for putting these two countries back together again, as it were?
I don't mind. Yeah. If he does something real and if something substantive comes from this, sure. Then he deserves that. Absolutely. I wouldn't want him to be awarded it prematurely and then everything falls apart and then we've got World War III. If it's justified, then absolutely.
All right. I don't want to argue that much with what you just said because I think you're right. We got to wait. But here's the thing. I mean, already you've had historic, let's just say, warming of relations between the North and the South. I mean, already that's happened. I mean, that's been going on. Now, they're talking about peace now. After 65 years, they want to stop all that. They actually met and shook hands. That's never happened before. So, I mean, let's not forget
that. Like you're right to point out. That little weasel. What do you think?
Well,
shaking
that's the
hands with Kim Jong Un. You know how it is to shake hands.
Who has smaller
with
hands, Trump or Kim Jong Un?
What? You know what that suggestion means, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Are you making fun of a man's appearance? Are you making fun of a man's appearance?
Of course he is. Yeah. But one wonders.
But they both do have chubby, short fingers, so.
Shake hands with people. I'm trying to remember what it was like to shake hands with you, Joe, the first time. Whether you were firm and manly or whether you were a wimp. I don't think you were a wimp.
I like a firm handshake.
I do, too.
I do.
But there's
like
nothing worse than shaking somebody's hands that mealy, just kind of insincere.
What do they call it? Dead fish?
Yeah.
Right? Like
yeah, right. No,
I
like to shake hands and see the other person wince a little bit. See, I like that. Good to see you. How are you?
Man after my own heart. All right, so I wonder about the shaking of hands as they come together there. Number four, border security. What has happened to those asylum seekers? I guess I've lost focus on that to a point because I think it's just so much PR and bunkum that I just that sort of
well,
stuff
there was
just
some
turns
pregnant
me off.
Woman, right, who got nominated to be at the first at the top the,
right.
in the
have
first
your baby
line
in America.
Or, exactly. But I haven't heard much more either. They filled out paperwork, from what I've heard. They've processed people, but I guess and some people are living in tents right near the border. They're just a few feet away, you know, from the U.S. side. But other than that, I don't know what else is new. What's happening?
I think it's kind of like Stormy Daniels. Everybody knows what the game is, and right? Don't you think so? Everybody kind of goes, "Okay, we get what's going on." You're not fooling anybody.
Oh my
we know
God.
What's going on here.
Well, this gives us the rest of the time. I think the number one person of the week and the number one sort of we wrap three or four different things around Rudy Giuliani getting involved and wondering out loud what the strategy is. The comments about Stormy Daniels. Her lawyer, who's never seen, he reminds me of Chuck Schumer, never seen a microphone or a camera that he didn't want to make love to. He says, Trump, what's the guy's name, Avalanti or something? What's his name?
Avenatti.
Whatever he is.
That guy, he's everywhere.
Oh, my God, what a $3 bill. Trump will never see the end of his first 4 years and that stuff. You big bull crapping.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Trump is not going to get impeached because he did the ding-dong with Stormy Daniels. It just nobody cares. That has there are other things you might not like about Trump that have some substance. And speaking of that, I thought it was also interesting, Giuliani warning Mueller to stay away from Ivanka. And, you know, you want to go after her husband? Great. But because he's disposable, supposedly. But
yeah, but I mean that's not really what he meant, you know.
How do you know what he meant? Did you ask him?
No, I listened very closely to what he said. He was talking about just listen for a second. He was talking about chivalry. He was saying that the American public won't take it. He wasn't saying that we don't really care about Jared Kushner. He's nobody, and if he's dirty, we don't care. What he's talking about, if you go after Ivanka, it's like making fun of a woman's looks or something like that. The public will turn on them immediately. Men, of course, can take more. You know what? Because he was talking more about chivalry.
Well, but it's inappropriate anyway to be talking about either Ivanka or. What's the wife's name? I don't even put her
Melania.
On. Melania, yeah.
On the sort of rumor mill from New York City, where I am, is that that Ivanka has a brand, and it's a very successful brand. It's hit some bumps in the roads, but it's still a successful brand, and they want to separate any type of corruption or whatever Jared might be going through. They want to keep her and her image and her brand very separate. So that's not just about chivalry. That's really about brand awareness and protecting her as a brand. And Giuliani's no dummy. He knows that's what they're trying to do. Yeah, so they're trying to just keep her clean, keep her image clean. So when the rumor is still that she and Jared are moving back to New York City by the end of the summer. So that's been the rumor up here for a while now that they're just sort of
done
with D.C.
Tower?
No, no, no. They have a an apartment somewhere
he
downtown.
Has a, doesn't he have a building that his company is owns?
He and his, yes, 666 Fifth Avenue.
Ah, that's right, too.
Yeah, so that's in...
That's where Joe Crummy lives. Did you know that? 666.
That's where evil thoughts... Right.
That's where that's they all evil thoughts start, right there,
right
at
there,
666 Sunset Avenue. That's where Joe lives. Joe's in Los Angeles, and Victoria is in New York. I'm in Boston. This is the Talk Radio Review in a moment. Rudy Giuliani and his awakening, the revelations this week from some of the things that he has approached. I think he's, I've never been a big Rudy Giuliani fan.
No, me
because
neither.
I was friendly with Brackett, who was the police commissioner of Boston. Then he went to New York, did a fabulous job, and Rudy fired him because he was getting all the attention from the news media. And when in turn, in reality, he deserved the attention because he was doing the job. But Rudy is an egomaniac like most of the rest
of
these guys.
He really is. Well, so. New Yorkers, and Joe, I don't know if you were living in New York when Giuliani was mayor, but it was sort of like a known thing. New Yorkers couldn't stand Giuliani, but everybody else who was a tourist thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread because he miraculously got rid of the homeless people. So that's, and he cleaned up, you know, 42nd Street.
I was living in New York under Dinkins, and it was a mess, and you couldn't even stop at a light without being accosted by some guy wanted to do your windshield. It was really out of control. The subways were scary.
Welcome to Los Angeles these days.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it was really bad. I think a lot of people, at least I appreciated what Giuliani did. Now he's a little crazy now. When I see him, and I have a lot of respect for what he did for the city of New York, and I think a lot of people did. I would take issue with what you said, but now sometimes I wonder about him. He's a little older. I mean, I knew him back when he had hair. I mean, that's how long ago it was. So
there you go. Well, it's very interesting how he's been inveigled into the conversation, for sure.
He's got a national spotlight again.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, he loves
Well, he
this.
Runs a security company, I think, that he developed after his quote-unquote success of saving the city post-9/11. Then he started his whatever that company was to advise people all around the world on safety and security. And he's a lawyer by trade, and he's gotten into he just loves the political life.
Well, now he's single, too, so he's hot.
Oh, he is? I thought he married some younger woman.
Oh, he just got divorced.
That's over.
Oh, I didn't know that. How long was he married?
I don't know, 15 years, something like that. Okay. He and Judith just got divorced.
How much younger was she than he?
Not a whole lot. Not like, well, he left his first wife for Judith, and then that was kind of a scandal, and then now they're kaput. Yeah. So, yeah. So now he's hot to trot, and he's got a national spotlight. So, hey, it's good times for Giuliani.
More Giuliani focus and Trump together in a matter of moments. 44 past the hour. May I invite you to spend a moment listening to reasons for you to call 800-355-1493. I don't normally begin a commercial with a phone number, especially if you don't know why I'm giving you the number or why you're going to call. You're going to call because you're going to get something free. 800-355-1493 is your opening to a free bottle of Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Yep. The door is open. Now you call 800-355-1493. When somebody tells you to get something free, don't you just normally say, yep, I'm doing that. So call this number, 800-355-1493, and get a bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Makes a big difference. Has the right omega-3s in it. Great for your circulation, cardiovascular health, your brain, your muscles. Get all that blood all around it. Your doctor's going to love that. And then you can boost your joint comfort because the krill oil that comes as part of this makes a big difference when it comes to the bursa, the making your joints not grind and fall apart. This is a good way for you to feel better all the way around. What a great combination. What a great idea. And you can start the program with the first bottle of free of Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493. Pay a couple of bucks shipping, and that's the deal. You've got it. It's on its way. Call them now. 800-355-1493. The overview of stories, subject matter, if you will, courtesy of the chart makers at Talkers Magazine. Top 10 stories start with the action that is a focus on sports talk radio programs. At number 9, Southwest Airlines and window incidents, and talking about safety in planes and the plane that went down. I don't know if you heard this or not, but the plane that went down, that was an Air National Guard plane. That was its last flight. It was scheduled. The plane was scheduled to be decommissioned. So what about older planes? Number 7, Kanye West. Is he a jackass or not? Charlie Rose. I suppose we can ask the same question about him. He's number 6 this week on the story list. Number 5, the talks between the North and the South Koreans and where to have the summit with President Trump. Okay. Number 4, border security. Stormy Daniels. And that case, number 3, Iranians and their yiggy wiggy at number 2, and Donald Trump and the Russia investigation with Mueller continuing. That's number 1 this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free by calling 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The Peebo list now, the official list from Talkers Magazine, used in conjunction with conversations about what's going on, research done by the staff at Talkers, listening to all these stations and the hosts around the country. They've declared at number 10 Michelle Wolf to be the holder of that position from her presentation at the Correspondents' Dinner in Washington last week. Tom Brokaw, for I guess obvious reasons, number 9. Harold Bornstein, number 8. Not so obvious what's going on with him. Kanye West, number 7. Charlie Rose, the number 6 position, belongs to him. On the people list, in terms of how much talk is about them, number 5 is the old fossil Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 3, Rudy Giuliani. Number 2, Robert Mueller. And number 1 again, pretty much the usual case, President Trump. So that's the list. Thank you much for paying attention here to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, a couple of more moments here for our review. The Iranians and Trump and the deal and whether it gets ripped up and thrown away. I suppose that's an important conversation. Number 2 this week. Trump is, you know, always in the top, a part of the top 2 or 3 items, sometimes the top 4 items on the countdown. So what do we make of this? There's nothing really new here except that we're paying attention to it because most everybody has known it was a rotten deal to begin with. So,
right. I think, you know what I think? I think the key to it is the pellets of cash in 2016, I think, when the transfer of all this money was at $1.7 billion or whatever it was. I think it's weird that it wasn't an electronic transfer and that it was actual cash. I think Trump smells a rat there, as apparently you do, too, that, you know.
Well, I think it was badly conceived.
Right.
That's all I can tell you, is it badly conceived.
Right.
And you don't, why would you trust the Iranian government? Iranian people are great people, by the way. I know a lot of folks who have come here from Iran, smart, well-educated, well-intentioned. They're not all about them. I think that the government is in real trouble there. The Khomeini reign of terror. The younger millennials especially are fed up with him and his bunkum. They don't believe that stuff. And they wonder, some of the older people, whether it was the right thing to get rid of the Shah, given what a prelate what do they call him? He's the world's most powerful. What do they call the Khomeini? I figure what the title is for him. Whatever it is, he's a boob. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 and change after the hour now. Time for our weekly review of the hot hits in the world of technology. So Victoria has that job, and she does a great job going through the top five. We start at number five. These are the stories that Victoria thinks are the big ones that will affect you from this past week.
Well, the Sprint and T-Mobile merger was definitely a big story this week. And, of course, if you're a customer of T-Mobile or Sprint, the number one question on your mind is my bill going to go up? And both CEOs of T-Mobile and Sprint have said that the $26 billion merger between the two companies that's not going to increase your bill, but the reason that they eventually decided, these two CEOs do not like each other. They've been very public. They feuded on Twitter. They don't like each other in social media, but they have put all their differences aside because they say the country needs a 5G high-speed network, which is true.
They put their differences aside because they're going to make a lot of money.
Of course,
both of them
of
are
course.
Going to make a lot of money.
Yeah. But they are correct. The country does need a high-speed 5G network. We have the technology. We just don't have it actually in place. And there's a lot of red tape for the reasons for that. But the truth is both of these CEOs have said we are so far behind China and South Korea, and they are correct in that. And so we have areas in rural America where you still can't get internet. And that's a huge problem. So yeah. They're both going to use this money. They have a $40 billion investment to build out a 5G network. It'll also create thousands of jobs. So far, thumbs up for the Sprint and T-Mobile merger.
All right, number four, Apple in the baddie zone this week.
Well, people were really expecting to have Apple lower prices on the iPhone, especially the iPhone X, which starts at $999. But apparently Apple beat the system again, and this week they announced that their earnings were more than expected, actually by a great deal. Their sales of the iPhones were not in a huge slump, which had been rumored. Wall Street kind of panicked. They lowered the value of Apple and all that. It was a mess. However, CEO Tim Cook said that since they split the iPhone lines with the first, which started with the iPhone 6 and then the 6 Plus, they've been doing that for each one. So there's a 7, 7 Plus, 8, 8 Plus, and they said actually that they have been selling those models have been more popular than ever. So unfortunately, when they release new iPhones this September, they will not be cheaper.
All right, Facebook getting into dating. Facebook has been the subject of a lot of scrutiny this week because of the silliness trying to figure out what the real news is. But first, let's dig around the new dating feature.
Yeah, Facebook made some big headlines this week announcing that they were getting into dating, and they have 200 million people who have marked themselves as single on Facebook. So, of course, Mark Zuckerberg says this is an untapped market, and it's another way of keeping people on the platform longer, which is something that Facebook is scrambling to do because they've lost a lot of trust in the consumer. And so people don't trust that Facebook is safe, and there's been a lot of controversy online. People are really skeptical about this new dating section. It will be a separate tool from your regular Facebook page. They say it'll have all kinds of privacy, that you know your friends won't know right. That you're using it for dating, but a lot of people are still very skeptical on this one.
So they just don't use it, right? That's the bottom line.
Yeah, you don't have to, but you know,
right.
It's a good idea theory, but I don't know if it's going to work.
Yeah, well, they need all the help they can get to stay relevant. They become so big, and any burp or blip is going to cause people to go the other way. Twitter is the focus of the new number two item this week as we look at the Tech Talk review.
Yeah, bad news for Twitter. Twitter says all 336 million users need to change their passwords immediately. If you haven't already done this, get into your Twitter account and change your password. The reason is they have found an unprotected, they found a bug that basically has made your password no longer protected. And so it's an internal issue. They've been very transparent about it, so they do get some points for that because we're not in the time anymore where you can hide this kind of stuff on social media. So they didn't specify how many passwords were stored that in this one section that had the bug affect it. But just to be safe, change your password. It's the easiest thing to do.
Change your password. Word to the wise. Okay, number one, another Facebook focus.
Well, this one is really more specifically about Cambridge Analytica. That is the data consulting firm that, of course, that ended up selling 87 million Facebook users' data without their consent. This is a UK-based company. They have a lot of political clients. They sold information to the Trump campaign. They also, apparently, were very involved with the Brexit campaign in the UK. So now the big story this week is they have had so much bad publicity, they're filing for bankruptcy. They will go under, no longer in business, and they're shutting down all of their subsidiaries as well.
Is that a surprise?
I don't know that people thought they were going to file for bankruptcy, but yeah, it's not good news.
See you later, alligator. 59 past the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.